We're going to talk about poisonous plants now, because last week the Royal Horticultural Society in the UK put out a warning for new gardeners of the pitfalls around poisonous plants, including a rare type of toxic courgette. Well, New Zealand's also home to a number of poisonous plants, both native and introduced, many of which we might find in our own backyards. Toxicologist Dr. Leo Shepp is with us. Kia ora, Leo.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
What are New Zealand's most dangerous plants?
I would say the cardiogenic glycosides like foxglove and oleander. They're the most dangerous ones that we would come across predominantly through the course of the poison scene when I was there.
What do you think this toxic courgette is that they've got a warning about in the UK?
Look, that's the first I'd heard when you said it, and it did ring a bell in my head. I think it can be, look, I'd have to go back and check, but I think maybe some animal species may be susceptible, but don't quote me on that. But not with humans, to my knowledge, unless it's gone off or something.
Unless it's gone off, yes. I've got a list here. Kowhai, the peace lily, yep. Agapanthus,
yep.
Rhubarb, that's the leaves, isn't it?
Yeah, they contain oxalates, the rhubarbs do, along with the arumilina peace lily, and they just, it's called oxalates, and they're bound to calcium, and it's actually mechanical irritation of the mouth and throat. And when people, typically young kids, take a bite out of an arumilina, for example, it's very painful, very, very painful. And what you normally do is give them milk, and that usually resolves the symptoms.
Well, how does that work?
Again, you have some of the oxalates will be bound to calcium, some aren't, and so what you're doing is you're binding to the oxalates, and then that just neutralizes it. But if they swallow, you can get irritation in the back of the throat, and worst case scenario, it makes a difficulty swallowing and breathing. But that doesn't normally happen with those particular ones. The taros can be an issue. It was a great article in the book written by, oh, I don't remember, if I remembered, I would have written it down, but where they described a case where they ate a taro raw and they had the tongue protruded out and they were salivating and they had dribbled and swallowed because of the oxalates present.
So do people have to be careful then when they're eating taro?
You'd have to cook it properly, but if, you know, just follow the appropriate procedures and you should be fine.
And what's poisonous about the daffodil? I mean, nobody's going to be eating that.
The daffodil is what we would call a purgative, and that just causes vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea. And so the word describes what it happens, that it's like a purgative through the system. And it is painful, and you get a lot of diarrhea and a lot of pain. But they usually resolve after 24 hours. And as a rule of thumb, a small nibble of that shouldn't be a problem, just unpleasant.
Well, who would be eating a daffodil, though?
Young children.
Oh, children, right. Okay. And dogs, right. Yeah. Now I've got the New Zealand tree nettle or onga onga.
The onga onga. Yes, interesting, that one. There was an article in the ODT this morning on that one, but it's not online. It was called Stingy Protection from Predators, and that's an interesting one. I've seen a lot of that in the Tairi. I sometimes go on a farm, and I remember one day running down a hill, and I came across a whole bush of it, and the bush just says to you, "Do not touch me. Beware." And you've got these leaves, the serrated leaves, and they've got these little hair-like structures called trichomes. And if, for example, you touch that, it will compress it. It's like a small syringe, and inject these biogenic amines, which cause a lot of pain and inflammation and itchiness to the skin. If you think of stinging it, it'll just multiply the pain by 10, for example. And if you have enough on board, you know, like safe, such as a dog will run through a bush, and dogs do die running through these bushes, you can get, in worst case scenario, but very unusual for humans, is salivation, visual disturbances, muscle weakness. But that's very rare. There's been one case that was reported of a death back in about 1963, and was published in a book by Connors, that was the second issue, was 1977. And I think he gleaned that from a newspaper article. So there's been one known death in New Zealand, but it's very unusual. Normally it's just very painful once you come in contact with it.
So what would be our most poisonous plant? Is it the nightshade family?
No. The nightshades are fine. I mean, the black nightshade, people tend to think the black nightshade is the deadly nightshade, but they're totally different. to my knowledge, there's no deadly nightshade in New Zealand. Again, if you go to Connor's book, he talks about one case. I think it was out in Canterbury somewhere, way back in the 50s or 60s. But you get these plants, these weeds in your garden, they've got star-shaped flowers. They're white, and the center is yellow, very characteristic. And the berries are black, and they're similar to deadly nightshade. The berries are similar, but the deadly nightshade is a bell-shaped purple flower. So if you do swallow some of the nightshades, you might have things like a bit of sweating, a bit of fever, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain. But you have to eat a lot of berries before it becomes an issue. And quite often people eat the green ones, and the active principal toxin, I should say, is called solanium. And that's not even in the purple berry, it's the green berries. And you have to eat quite a few of those to become an issue. And I think it was our number one call, if I remember rightly, based on the paper we published in 2012, which we listed the top 15 plants we received calls on. And so we just went through and listed the plants. And I sent you a copy of the paper.
Yes.
In New Zealand Medical, it was published in New Zealand Medical Journal. And we just went through them, starting with the number one call was the black nightshade, right through to foxglove, which was the least call in the 15.
Yes. Oh, well, keep away from all of those plants. And thank you very much for joining us tonight. And you have a good weekend too.
Yeah, you too.
That's toxicologist Dr. Leo Shear.